AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikunomova. The Obama administration begins its public pitch for congressional approval of the nuclear deal with Iran today. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Secretary of State John Kerry and other key cabinet members will testify in a Senate hearing.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the onus is on the administration to explain the deal. And that's what Secretary of State Kerry plans to do when he goes before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee this morning. He'll insist the deal will make the region and the world safer, but he will face a lot of tough questions and skepticism from Republicans who argue it's a bad deal.
Meantime, thousands of protesters packed into Times Square last night to rally against that agreement.
We're here as Americans to speak with one voice to say, stop Iran now. Reject this deal, and let's speak loud enough that they hear us in Washington.
That's Republican presidential candidate and former New York Governor George Pataki. Most of the protesters were supporters of Israel. Sandra Bland had attempted suicide in the past. That's the word from the Waller County Sheriff, who says Bland made the omission during the booking process, but went on to say she wasn't having suicidal thoughts after her arrest. Bland's family, though, still questions whether she should have ended up in jail in the first place.
As her sister, I simply feel like the officer was picking on her. Point blank, period. And I personally think that is petty.
Bland was pulled over for failing to signal a lane change and eventually arrested for assaulting a public servant. She was found hanging in her jail cell 3 days later. Greek lawmakers have approved a new batch of reforms demanded by the country's creditors in return for a third bailout package. The reforms were the final step for Greece to start negotiations on that deal worth about 85 billion euros. This is AP Radio News. Democratic Senator Patty Murray has withdrawn a bill expanding fertility services for wounded veterans, citing Republican attacks.
The Senate fight came after an anti-abortion group released videos of Planned Parenthood officials discussing how much they should be paid for intact body parts. Senator Tom Tillis said one of his amendments would block the VA from working with groups that sell aborted babies' organs. Murray says,
some Republicans are trying to use this latest issue as just one more opportunity to roll back the clock and take away women's health care options.
But Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling says,
harvesting and trafficking baby organs violates the sanctity which every child created in the very image of God is entitled to.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
The House is defying a presidential veto threat and approving a bill that gives states authorities to regulate waste generated from coal burned for electricity. The measure largely bypasses the EPA's national coal ash standards. I'm Violet Ikunomova, AP Radio News.